Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashanti. How can I help you today?
Is this a Chevron gas station?
No, ma'am, it's not.
Okay, I have a charge on my bank account from you guys for $39.99. What company are you?
Yes, ma'am, we're a third-party customer service. We house different merchants. Would you mind giving me your first and last name if you don't mind?
Yeah, I want to know why you're tapping into my bank account.
Yes, ma'am. Could you give me your first and last name to confirm your account?
I don't have an account with you.
Yes, ma'am. I need your first and last name to see if you have an account.
I'm going to tell you. I want to know the name of your company.
Yes, ma'am. We're a third-party customer service. We house this for different merchants.
Well, this is for Highest Fireplace, LLC.
Yes, ma'am. Would you mind giving me your first and last name to see if you have an account with our company?
I don't want you to have my information. You're already tapping into my account for some reason. Tamara Moon Trujillo. That's my name.
Could you confirm your address for me, please?
Oh, no. No, you don't get to have all of my information. I want to know, you have an account with me? Because I'm about ready to go down and file fraud.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that, but I just need your address to confirm the account.
7473 Lamplighter Street.
Alrighty, so I found the account. Could you give me a second while it loads? Still here waiting for my computer to load? Alrighty, so I found the account and I see where you placed the winter cookware set, which was $7.95.
No, you need to cancel that because here's the thing. It was supposed to be free. It was supposed to be shipping only. That's what it said.
Yes, ma'am. You paid for the shipping and handling of the product. And with that product came our best consumer Gadget Club, which is our website, which is our online where you're receiving one.
Ma'am, listen to me. I need you to cancel that order. It said shipping only. So you need to cancel it and give me my money back. I'm on a fixed income, and that was very misleading. I'm going to turn you guys in for fraud. I want that money put back in my account today.
I can do the most recent charge, which is the $39.99, and I can do that charge for 35%.
85%? You guys are robbers.
No, ma'am, 35%.
You are... Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
I would like a full refund on this, or I'm going to turn you in for fraud. I'm going to file a complaint and turn in for fraud. Because you advertised it as shipping only. And so how are you going to only give me back 85% of my money? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. I can do a 50% refund.
I want my money back. I want $39.99 or I'm filing fraud. You're going to not charge me for something I'm not getting. It was misleading. It was for shipping only. So I would like 100% of my money back. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. Could you bear with me a minute? I'm speaking to my supervisor.
Thank you. I would really like my money back. That was very misleading. I'm elderly. I'm on a fixed income. And you guys presented that as a shipping-only deal. And I'm sure I'm not the first one to be complaining to you about this. Not happy about this at all. I think you guys should be shut down. I really do. I think places like you should be shut down completely. Robbing people. And I hope this line is recorded. Because I am going to file a lawsuit if 100% of my money is not put back in my account. Are you still there, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. Give me just a second. I'm speaking to my supervisor.
I'd like to speak to your supervisor. I'd like to see why you guys think you can get away with this kind of thing.
All righty, ma'am. So I can issue you a full refund.
Thank you. Can you do that now?
Yes, ma'am, but it will not be on your card until 3 to 5 business days from now.
3 to 5 business days?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, who am I speaking with? Because I'm going to document this.
You're speaking with Ashanti. My name is Ashanti, A-S-H-U-N-T-I. This all calls are recorded for your safety and my safety as well.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good. I'll be looking for that money, and if it's not there, I'm going to file a lawsuit.
All right, do you mind holding for a second if I can give you your number? Your cancellation number?
I gotta get a pen. Oh my God, I took a pen. I just used it. I'm not happy about this at all. Well, hold on. I gotta go in another room and get a pen now because I'm so upset that I can't even keep track of my own thoughts. Okay, what's the number?
Yes, ma'am. Give me just a second. Let me get that number for you, okay?
Okay. Oh, for crying out loud. Jesus Christ. Fall for this kind of crap again.
All righty, ma'am. Are you ready for that confirmation
just a
number?
Second now, because I have to go in another room because I don't know where. Okay, go ahead.
C as in cat.
Okay. Ma'am, are you there?
263.
Oh my God, why is this so hard? C as in cat, 263.
435-013.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, thank you. Is that all I need?
Yes, ma'am. If there's not anything.
All right, thank you.